Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, another Saturday here on Psychic Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle. I'm the executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio, president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, and joining me, the fabulous Mary Brown. She's a certified tarot master, vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild, and a producer on Psychic Talk Radio. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday. Yeah, I resisted saying that because I know you like to say that. So I was like, okay.
I love to say that.
If I don't say anything about Psychic Saturday, just wait till you bring Mary on because she's going to say it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't give in to the temptation. It's fun.
Oh, yes, yes. This is our fun show of the week, and, you know, we have a fun topic for you. We've got a bunch of people calling in to the caller line right now. Hi, everybody. We're going to get to the call soon. 714-816-4628. You can come hang out with Mary and me in the chat room, too, you know. We're in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Yeah. The live page is where you can listen to the show every day, and there's a player on there, and we swap it out for, you know, each day for the next show, so you can listen. And if you scroll down below the player, you're going to find the chat room. You can join us in the chat room during these live shows, and you can chat about the show, chat with the hosts live while the show is actually going on, and you can ask questions. And you can get mini readings and everything from the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Real easy. That's all you have to remember because not only is the player on there, but the call-in number is on there. Everything is on the live page. And you can get to the live page. Another way to get there that we don't mention often is it's at the top of every page at psychictalk.net. Just click Listen Live and join us on there.
Well, that's
yeah.
easy.
Yeah. Or give us a ring, 714-816-4628. That's another way you can listen to the show. Just dial in. And if you're prompted to press the number 1 on your keypad to speak with the host, just don't press 1. And then we know you're just listening to the show. But if you want to be live on air with us, press the number 1, and we will chat with you. Coming up on, we're into the holidays, coming up on, you know, Christmas already. Oh, my God. It'll be the new year before you know it, Mary.
Oh, I know. Hanukkah's already started. You can't go anywhere without seeing some sort of holiday-type decoration. It's a lot of people are experiencing that holiday weather, too. We were supposed mm-hmm. to, where I live, in Amarillo, we were supposed to get 10 inches, but didn't happen. We didn't get any. It went to the south of us, so we dodged the bullet. But I heard the weatherman from the Weather Channel, Jim Cantore, is headed for Asheville, North Carolina, so it's never a good sign when he's going somewhere. So, you know, shout out to Asheville, and I hope that they, I heard it's already started snowing there. I hope it doesn't turn into Snowmageddon for them.
And, you know, we still got time. It's only the 8th, but a lot of us like to get our Christmas shopping done early. But if you're one of those that, you know, waits to the last minute, you know, that's kind of the topic today. It's giving the perfect gift with tarot. So not only how to find the perfect gift, but especially those folks that are really difficult to buy for and you just don't know, you know. So you can whip out this spread and whip out your Oracle deck or your Tarot deck, and you can do this spread. You'll find it. The easiest thing to do is I created a page with the spread on it. If you go over to psychictalk.net/giftspread, you're going to find it there. I also have a player so that, you know, folks listening in archive, you can actually listen to the show right on the page there. And just scroll down under the player and you will see the spread. And it's a mini cross. Basically, I took it from, you know, like the Celtic cross, Mary, you know, the mini cross
the,
there.
Kind of the center of the Celtic cross.
And we gave this out last year. Suzanne and I did a show on this, and so I thought, hey, why not reprise it? So go over to psychictalk.net/giftspread and scroll down and take a look at the spread. It's really easy, simple, to the point, and it's a great little helper for this area here. And so basically in the center you have a significator. You know, it's funny because I usually don't use significators in my readings. But for this kind of a reading, I think it's really apropos. You can go through your deck face up and look for a card that fits the person that you're doing the reading for, that you're trying to find the gift for. An alternative to that would be to put a picture of them in the center, Mary.
Yeah, that always works because you could focus on it. So kind of a focal point for all the cards.
Yeah. So do that, or, you know, pick one of the core cards or something else in the tarot deck that, you know, matches up with this person and put them face up, you know, right there in the center, the significator, and then you're going to randomize the deck. That means you're going to shuffle. And you're going to pull cards off the top there. And however it is, you know, your favorite method of shuffling and cutting the deck and all that kind of thing, your normal ritual. And then just put the cards around the significator there. And so this is the positions, okay, in what would be the past, you know, typically, the left is the past and the right is the future. Okay, so in the past there, the leftmost card, what's been given in the past? Now, this is a good idea because, you know, you'll pull a card and get an idea for this. And I'm going to give you some, based on the suit and element, I'm going to give you some ideas. Matching tarot cards here, but because you may want to give something similar, or you may want to give something that is not the same old thing that they're always getting, okay? And then the card at the top is what they want. Get an idea what they want. And then at the bottom is what they need. Because those two things might not be the same thing, you know. So what they actually need may not be what they want. And then in the future position, the card on the right, what you should give. And it's a nice, handy little spread when you're looking for ideas like that. And just to give you some more ideas, you know, we'll talk about real quickly the elements and the related cards, like the cup cards. So what comes to mind for me when it's a cup card, it's creative gifts and crafts that you do and things that you might create for the person. And then the pentacles or coins, you know, that's the fire element. That's the grounded element. That's the earth element. So, you know, what's practical, maybe a practical gift or something related to personal growth. And then the wands, that's the fire element. That's the passion. Okay. So with the wands, I'm thinking more adventurous types of gifts. Also, what are they passionate about? The person you're giving the gift to, what are they passionate about? Also, health related gifts. And then the swords, of course, the swords in tarot are thoughts and ideas. So intellect, mental, anything along those lines for gifts. So I'm thinking like books, courses, games, especially mind games, anything that helps with the mind, Sudoku, you know, crosswords, that kind of thing. Anything having to do with learning. Even like, I'm getting a lot of background noise, Mary.
Oh, I shuffled for a second. I'm done. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There was a, even before that,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, where's all that noise coming from? Here's another one. How about hypnotherapy? That works with the mind. You know, you could gift a hypnotherapy session. You got someone you buy a gift for and, you know, they want to quit smoking, lose weight, become more abundant. I mean, there's 100 different things that you can use, hypnotherapy or NLP or, you know, any of those mind-related modalities. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
So what do you think about that for the four elements?
I think those are great ideas in technology too, you know, with the swords, I would think, you know, I think it depends,
yeah,
right?
Technology.
But don't we have technology for almost like every suit now when you think about it, you know, the reason I think of this is it's so funny because it's like, we're talking about the different suits and the wands, you know, the fire suit, you know, you think of that kind of stuff, but also I would think of something like, you know, something made of wood, you know. I take the elements also like literally, you know what I mean? So like it's the, you know, for the cups cards, because it's the element of water, also something, you know, and it's connected to our emotions, but also something like, what about one of those nice little like foot spas, you know, the little foot baths that you can get at like Bed Bath and Beyond, you know, something pampering,
exactly,
that involves like, you know, water, that kind of stuff. So you can take them quite literally as well, you know, with the pentacles. Mm-hmm. It also, of course,
crystals.
Makes me think of crystals. Exactly. You knew I was going to say that.
Yeah. Crystal, stone, wood
so,
boxes.
Yeah. Exactly. So working with the elements, I mean, it really covers all the bases, and working with the tarot, and you see like, you know, not just like the individual cards, but like when you do the gift spread, you could also look for things like, you know, is there more of one element than the other out of the cards that come up? You know, like what if they're all, you know, cups cards, then like maybe you want to give a gift from your heart, you know, something that's sentimental and emotionally connected, mm-hmm. you know, so you can look at it that way too. But that's a great, great spread, great idea when you can't figure out what to get somebody. And I would say even this, it's like, it's probably a really good spread. Like if you're one of those people that, you know, your loved ones are saying, what do you want for Christmas or whatever? And you're like, I don't know. It might help you determine what you actually could tell them you want. Because sometimes that becomes a part of this gift-giving season is like, you got to tell people what you want or else you're going to end up with that ugly sweater. You know?
Yes, absolutely. And you know what's just crazy is, like, before each show, I always pull a card for the day and for the show, you know. And today I got, I kid you not, the Six of Cups. And if you're familiar with the tarot, you know, literally a gift is being given in the Six of Cups.
Wow. That's amazing.
And even the numerology of the day, you know, today's the 8th, which is abundant in numerology. And the entire date adds up to 22, the master builder number, and 2 plus 2 is 4, which is structure in numerology. So even the date matches up, you know, what we're talking about. And then we got the card of the day matches up as well.
Wow.
This is totally not planned. You know, it's just, it's freaking me out, you know?
Yeah, seriously, because, I mean, it's planned, but it's just planned because it's like on the Saturday, you know? It's not like,
well, yeah,
you know, the date, you know? We didn't even, because you and I mean, we never even talk about the numerology of the next show. We talk about, you know, the topics of that, those kind of things. So we don't even, like, plan it in that way either. So it's wild synchronicity.
I wake up the morning of our Psychic Saturday shows and I promote the show. And then, you know, when it's getting closer to showtime, I look at the numbers and pull a card of the day. And, you know, it's all right, you know, right before the show. You know, I don't think about this in the future, you know, for future shows. I do it on the day of the show. Very interesting stuff.
It is, and I pulled a card for the day, too, from my Andean Healing Energy cards. It's this really cool deck, and it's so funny because I didn't know why. I probably should have thought about it, but I guess because I didn't think about it, I didn't know we would be talking about the elements with this spread. Isn't that funny? Isn't that ridiculous? Why wouldn't I think of that? But the card I pulled was one of the elemental cards in there, and it's the element of fire. And, you know, the message with that is, you know, it's talking about, you know, kind of, you know, burning up the things that, you know, no longer serve you. And, you know, as you do that and the smoke rises, you know, you create the space for powerful and beautiful opportunities to come into your way. So it's interesting that, you know, there's only four cards that really speak to the elements in that deck, and one of those came up, and it was talking about, you know, kind of getting rid of what you don't need so that you've got space for opportunities and new things to come in. And that's what happens during gift giving season, is we get new things in our life, right? We receive gifts. So it's like always good to make space for those gifts too.
So real quick, once again, go check out the spread at psychictalk.net/gift spread. And I know you have some ideas for some gifts, especially for tarot readers. But before we do that, why don't we take a call? We'll take a call
that
or two
like
here.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
And then we'll hit Mary up for some gift ideas here. And we'll let everybody know all the fabulous shows coming up on the network. We have 18 hosts and 11 shows now. Just incredible. I was just talking with Nakia Lyo, one of the hosts of Goddess Guidance, and she's all set to come back in January.
Awesome.
I'm excited about that. Yeah. And the Power of Three, the Tuesday show, should be coming back. And Dr. Todd Adamowicz should be starting his monthly show in January as well. So lots of great stuff coming up in 2019. And you can join us, too. Go over to psychictalk.net and click Become a Host at the top of any page. We would love to have you. Okay, 714-816-4628. Give us a ring. We'd love to chat with you. We're going to take the calls in the order that they came in. So the first up is, let's see, area code 865. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lynn. Thank you. Hi,
Hi,
Dax. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you today?
We're doing pretty good, and we love Psychic Saturdays. Did you want to share some of your gift ideas, or did you have a question you want a mini reading on?
Yes, please. I like a mini reading, if possible. What you may feel or see for me mm-hmm. as a long-term love relationship.
Mm-hmm. And just, and that's the question, like, you know, do we see one coming in or?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm not, okay. I'm not currently, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dax, you want to go first or should I go first or what should happen?
Well, right off the top, I actually, in my spread, I got somebody coming in. And he's represented by the Knight of Wands. And as we were just saying, Wands is the fire element. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this person wouldn't be an Aries or a Leo or a Sag, you know, Sagittarius, Leo,
oh, yeah.
Aries. Doesn't
I'm Capricorn. Wow. Okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The earth element at Capricorn. I used to date a Capricorn. But, you know, they might have, one of these sun signs, but not necessarily. It just might be that they're in alignment with their with that, you know. And the Knight of Wands, he might even be a younger person, younger than you slightly.
Yeah. I feel that.
Or at least in his attitude, you know, and this is somebody that's active and confident.
Energy.
And this is someone that's active and confident, popular, slightly unpredictable, slightly hasty in their actions, you know, but they love unconditionally. They've got vision and confidence and passion, and they're quite eager, you know, and I'm getting the Six of Swords, which is talking about slowly moving in that direction. And it's interesting because the Knight of Wands is to the right of the Six, which the Six of Swords is right smack in the center. And I think that's the main central focus here. Now, in the card, it's a boatman and two people in the boat along with the Six Swords, and you know, swords are thoughts and ideas, so they're taking their thoughts and ideas with them. And there's rough waters to the right and behind, and calmer waters to the left and in front of them, you know, and their goal is in front of them. They're moving towards, you know, slowly making their way out of the rough waters into the calmer seas, you know. So I see this as a slow progression, and that you shouldn't be necessarily wanting to rush in to anything.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it might come as a little bit of a surprise when you actually meet this person. And you're showing up as the Queen of Swords with your back towards the Knight of Wands. Okay. And I'm getting the feeling like you should be really careful about how you react and, you know, not necessarily give them the cold shoulder, not realizing what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's what's basically showing up in the cards. The only major arcana card that's showing up is the Magician card, suggesting that, you know, you have the power to manifest this.
Yes. Okay. Awesome.
Let's see what Mary's getting.
Love it. Thanks, Dax. Thanks.
Well, it's interesting because you got the Knight of Wands. I got the King of Wands. So we're definitely talking about the, you know, this fiery energy with this person, and
wow.
You know, so it may be that he could be a fire sign, just like Dax is saying. What's interesting is the three wands comes up right at the center of things. So it's saying like, okay, you know, assess it. But in your assessing of this person, one thing that is coming across really strongly is this idea of, approaching this without without the concern. It's like this idea of like, you know, knowing that your heart is protected as you enter into this, instead of wondering, is this somebody could hurt me? Does that make sense? Because I have this strange energy with the five of cups, and it's saying like, okay, but not now. Okay, don't even put that in the equation at the start of this. The Wheel of Fortune is the only major arcana card I got, so it's saying like, okay, this is changing things. This is bringing in like a positive change. So if it's been a while since, you know, you've had like a partner that you really felt like, okay, there's that strong connection between us and this is going somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a shift happening. And with the Page of Pentacles, I feel like it's similar to what Dax is saying about, you know, there's no need to rush this, you know. But the Page of Pentacles, it's like, okay, this is new. Learn each other a little bit before we put the cart in front of the horse, you know. And that's not really because I see any red flags or anything with this. I'm just saying, like, this is something that needs to be nurtured. And that process in and of itself is really beneficial. So that's what I get with this. It's kind of interesting that we both got this fire sign man.
It is interesting. Thank you both. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
You're welcome.
That was a great first call.
Yeah, isn't that wild? It's like that fire energy really came through, and that's right after I had shared the fire card. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so weird when that card came up. I'm like, man, I don't know. You know, and all of a sudden it's like all about the fire.
Well, you know, I was getting all these great cards and, you know, the Magician and, you know, the information about what was going on with the Six of Swords, you know, and then here's this guy showing up. And then there's the Queen of Swords with her back to the guy, you know, and I'm like, what are you doing, Lynn? What are you doing?
Yeah.
No.
Turn around.
You know, this guy, turn around. This guy finally came in here and, you know, so that's the thing, you know. If she hadn't called into the show, she wouldn't be forewarned and therefore forearmed. And so God knows how she might have reacted.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this will change the outcome and she won't be the Queen of Swords when she meets this guy. I'm not saying not to be rational about it, because that's what the Queen of Swords is, you know, looking at it rationally and not, you know, just listening only to your heart, you know, but you don't want to go too far the other way on the pendulum either, you know.
Well, exactly. And I think that's what that message about that, you know, Five of Cups that I got was about. I think, you know, turning the Queen of Swords was turning her back because it's like, I could get hurt. Will this person do this? It's like, no, don't even leave that right there. Don't even go with that yet. You got to get to know this person first before you can worry about those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So I want to let everybody know there's plenty of room on the switchboard if you want to call in. We take the calls in the order that they come in. So, you know, get your spot in there, 714-816-4628. And we'll go to a phone call in just a second here. I wanted to mention that, hey, here's an idea. You can't figure out what to give. You want to give something meaningful. Well, how about giving them a tarot reading? Gift them a private reading with Mary or myself or, you know, any of our hosts on the network. But you're going to find Mary's page at psychictalk.net/Mary. And, of course, my page is psychictalk.net/Dax. You can book a private session for yourself if you need one, or just book one and get in contact with us and say, hey, I want to gift this to somebody. I'll make up a gift certificate for you. And that way you'll have something tangible to give them, but you're giving them something way more meaningful, right, Marilyn? I think it's a great gift idea.
Because it's all about them, you know, and the questions that they finally want to ask somebody. It's a really personal gift. And at the same time, the cool thing is it's also private too, you know, so they get to have their own special moment where, you know, it's really all about them and the question that they want answers to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful gift. I love that idea.
And one last thing I want to mention real quick before we go to another call is to check out our show that we did on surviving the holidays with Tarot and our surviving the holidays gift guide. It's at psychetalk.net/holiday survival guide. Holiday survival guide. And there's a link to the radio show that we did on November 10th. About this. You can listen to it, and a lot of great ideas in here. There's another reason why I want you to go over to the survival guide. And by the way, it's linked from the replay page for this show. It's linked from the gift spread page that we gave out in the beginning of the show. Just scroll down below the image of the spread, and you'll find a link to the holiday survival guide. And I want you to go there, because if you scroll down on the page just above the image for our show at the bottom there, surviving the holidays, it has the Tarot Guild gift package. Here's something else that you can either get for yourself because it's on special, or that you can gift to someone else. Once again, we can make a gift certificate up for this. So we have this complete package from the Tarot Guild, and it includes membership in the Tarot Guild. It includes My Tarot by the Numbers course, which teaches you both tarot and numerology. It's a $297 course. You also get your tarot certification. That's another $47 value, and a free tarot reading or coaching session, a $97 value. You get all of that. Normally, this package we have on the website, you can go and check it out, tarotguild.org/join. This package is $197, but right now you can get it for $97. Right there.
Wow.
There's a link under where it says all for just $97. Click here. And when you go, it'll take you over to the membership checkout page and find where it says, do you have a discount code? And just click that link and you type in holiday 97 to get this special. Now, I'm not promoting this anywhere currently. I mean, the only people hearing about it is you guys that are listening to the show, you know. So go over to the holiday survival guide and scroll down, and that's where you're going to find the Tarot Guild gift package, and you can get it basically for half price for $97 instead of $197. So go check
that
out. Let's see here. Who's been waiting along? We're going to go to area code 805. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Docs. This is Donna. Hi, Mary. This is Donna from California.
Hi, Donna.
From California. Hi.
Yeah. Not too sunny today, though, but...
We had the rain here in Tucson yesterday, and it was like a hurricane. But now today it's all sunny, and bright, and nice again.
Oh yeah, I like
I'm
that.
I'm freezing
too. Oh my gosh.
Mary's freezing.
I am freezing. I am freezing in Texas. It's like 30 degrees.
Oh, that's cold. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So what can we help with? What can we help you with today, Donna?
I was doing my daily meditation, which I do for 40 minutes every morning, and a message came in about 5 days ago. It came in out of nowhere, and it came in so lovingly, and I was, like, astonished, and it said it's coming soon. So something's coming, and I've been asking to meet a fellow to get married and also for more money to come in so I can travel abroad. I love to travel in different countries, and I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Is it the fella or the traveling?
Yeah, which are you asking about?
The fellow, I guess.
Okay. Take a look at the fella. Should I go first, Dax?
Yep, your turn to go first.
Yep, my turn.
I went first last time.
Now it's my turn. Ace of Wands, King of Pentacles. Four of Pentacles, Two of Cups. Wow. Okay, this looks good for the fella. I get the King of Pentacles with this, so maybe he's an earth sign. But also, you know, there's a lot of pentacle energy here. You know, it's like the match of what's taken a while, perhaps, you know, with the Four of Pentacles. It's interesting. To me, it you know, it can be about, you know, holding on to things. It can be about, you know, a lot of, you know, money management things, but it has to do with like this sense of like stasis to me. You know, it's got the static energy of like, okay, how long are we going to be in this holding pattern before something gives, right? And with the Ace of Wands, to me, that's like, boom, okay, there's a spark that's going to be lit here. And it's the spark of a relationship because the Two of Cups is right above it. So I feel like, you know, that shift, and it looks like a shift from that earth energy into the fire energy. It feels like, okay, now that part of your life is being activated. Okay. And in a good way. You know, the one thing that's kind of curious to me is that Ten of Wands. Okay. And so with the Ten of Wands, one of the things that I like to say about it is that we're almost there. Okay. And so what was your message? Like coming soon, coming, something like
soon.
That. Right. And so with the Ten of Wands to me, I saw that card and I was like, she's almost there. So it was almost like the same message in a sense. Funny thing that I would say about the Ten of Wands and this idea of coming soon, being almost there, we're almost to the point where this opportunity, you know, the spark, you know, happens, is that, you know, when you look at correspondences, when you look at like, you know, and there's a gazillion and one correspondences with different cards, with different things, and even with different timing, you know, the Golden Dawn Association of the Ten of Wands is that period of time from December 13th to the 21st. And I only mention that because, like, it's coming soon, that time frame also. So it makes me feel like almost like, you know, is this somebody that somehow you could meet over the holidays? You know,
I'm going to Vegas for Christmas for 5 days with a girlfriend.
Wow. Okay. Because with the Ace of Wands, you know, again, I feel like it's somebody new. I don't feel like it's somebody that you already know or somebody from the past, that kind of thing. But let's see what Dax is getting.
Thank you, Ed.
Wow. When you said through the 21st, and of course, you know, my numerological mind right away goes, okay, 2 plus 3, 2 plus 1 is 3. And my timing card I'm getting is 3. Which is, 3 days, 3 weeks, you know, somewhere in there. I think it's more like 3 weeks than 3 days, but, you know, I don't think it's going to happen that fast. But somewhere in the next 3 weeks, possibly, okay? And there is someone showing up, the Page of Cups. Cups is water, so Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, somebody like that, a lot of fun. This person is, you know, potentially either younger than you or has a very youthful outlook on things. You know, gentle, kind disposition, might be the quieter, artistic kind of person, sensitive, intuitive. That kind of person is what's showing up here. And it's, you know, it's looking really good. A lot of the cards I'm getting are talking about, you know, things in the past, you know, more about, You know, you've been through your trials and tribulations with relationships before. You've had your time of respite now, and so now you're, like Mary was saying, you're ready to move forward. And the warning, though, is to not take any of that baggage with you. That's the main focus, leaving that stuff behind, because I'm getting that as the central focus, and then the Page of Cups comes in after that, you know. So he can come in if you're able to, you know, get your house in order and just, you know, let go of the baggage and start out fresh and new. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and I'll do that.
Awesome. Well, I hope that helped you out, Donna.
Yeah, very much. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to both of you.
Happy holidays.
And a happy new year. Oh, my God, we're going to have to start saying that soon. Happy new year. Jeez.
Happy, happy, happy. All the happy.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're already
God
there,
bless
you know.
One and all. Yeah, and all the movies, you know, have already started, all the holiday movies. And
oh, yeah.
I love
Like a Crystal, your favorite thing.
Like a crystal.
Yeah. So we're going to take more phone calls, and we might have time to get to you. If you call in right now, you got to get in on the switchboard right now, 714-816-4628, because we also want to chat a little bit about some of Mary's gift ideas, and let's let everybody know about some of the upcoming shows. Tomorrow on Sunday, December 9th, it's Spiritual Landscapes with Lottie and Frankie from all the way from Stockholm, Sweden. And they're going to be talking about the power of forgiveness, hate contracts, and forgiveness release. I'm interested to find out what that means. I have no clue myself. I understand the forgiveness part, but the hate contracts, that's interesting. Haven't heard that one before. So tune in tomorrow. Mm. Their show's a little bit early because they're in Stockholm. So it's like 10 a.m. here. So 1 o'clock on the East Coast, the U.S. And then on Monday, Compassionate Light and Healing, Catherine Hahn. Catherine is continuing her new series of shows on the Archangels. And she's going to be doing this week, Getting to Know Archangels Uriel and Raziel. And I'll be back on Wednesday the 12th. With Angela Johnston from the UK and Dr. Rose Wilkerson from Berkeley. And we will be talking about, does everyone have a calling / life purpose? Question mark. That's going to be our topic, plus, of course, open lines and mini readings every Wednesday as well. The Thursday show, Soul Sisters, is on hiatus until January. They're on holiday break. But you can catch Sue on our new Friday show. The other Friday show, Goddess Guidance, is coming back in January as well. It's that I mentioned they're on hiatus. But we do have a new show on Fridays. And we're expanding the network, you know, and adding in new hosts. In fact, we're thinking about adding a whole new channel to the Blog Talk Network, you know, on the Blog Talk, and to accommodate all the hosts coming on. And we're almost at 20 hosts, and we're planning on doubling it for 2019. So there's plenty of room if you want to join us. Remember, I said in the beginning of the show, go to psychictalk.net, top of any page, click become a host, because there's a couple of different opportunities there, custom shows and coming on as a staff co-host as well. So go check out those possibilities. Our new host, Stephanie Mayo, she is a professional psychic medium and tarot card reader. And we had our first show with her yesterday. It was great. You'll find it in the archive, psychictalk.net/archive. Go listen to that. Stephanie's the real deal. She is fantastic, and she'll be back next Friday. And then, of course, Mary will be back. The Saturday after that, and I'm looking in the upcoming shows, and I don't know if I posted that show yet. What are we doing on? It was a great, great.
Yes,
it's a great topic.
What are we?
Yeah, we have all
it's
these.
It's going to be terrific.
We have all these topics lined up for the end of the year and going into the new year, you know, and but I can't remember which ones are on which days. You know, we got the giving the perfect gift with Tarot today, and what's next time? Oh, it's the 15th. Oh, that's a really interesting one. It's coming out of the psychic closet for 2019.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Forward to that. I remember now that's next week. It's so funny that that's the one we're like, what are we going to be talking about? Because it's a fascinating topic that I think, you know, everybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm. So coming out of the psychic closet for 2019. Woo-hoo. So that's what we're talking about next week. And, of course, taking your calls. And then to round out the rest of the year, Saturday, December 22nd, the World Year of Three, 2019. So we'll be talking about what that means, the World Year Energy 2019 reduces to three. And then the last Saturday of 2018, December 29th, is going to be personal year numbers for 2019. So we're going to talk all about personal year numbers and give you your personal year number. And then as we go into January, of course, the first show is always Mystical Musings with Mary Brown. And you're doing Crystal Divas January 5th.
Yes.
Yeah. And then our annual New Year's show, our New Year's special, January 12th, Saturday, January 12th, New Year's readings, personal year numbers. We'll, you know, pull cards or oracle cards or what have you for the new year for people. How about that, Mary?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea because we want to get this year. I'm excited about 2019, so I feel like all these upcoming, you know, shows that we're doing are kind of like preparing everybody to really embrace the new year because I don't know about you, but I am so over 2018. I am like ready to kiss it goodbye, you know?
Yes.
Embrace 2019.
Well, and just as a quick hint, you know, the number three in numerology is creativity and communication. And that's the kind of energy we're headed into for 2019. So we'll be talking about that. Can't wait. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait either. I already want to talk. I'll wait. I'm like, I have so much to say, so many things.
Yeah.
To ask
like
you.
I love doing the personal year numbers, but I'm biting my tongue until the last Saturday of the month here and of the year. Whew. Okay. So we got about, we got about 12 minutes left so we can take some more phone calls. But before we take our next call, you had some ideas for gifts for tarot people, because we have a lot of tarot readers that listen to the show.
Right, you know, and I thought, what about us? Was it, you know, what is our great gifts for tarot readers? And to me, one of the most fun things to do is, like, I love stocking stuffers. You know, if you get a little stocking and, you know, you put little gifts in it. And there's all kinds of little decks out there, like little mini decks, and some of them are mini oracle decks, you know, they're smaller size. They're smaller than a poker deck, and they're perfect stocking stuffers. And it's always a fun gift to give because not all tarot readers actually buy mini decks. Not everybody has one. They, you know, generally, you know, you're not going to work with a little tiny deck, you know, for a client, you know. So, you know, that's something that a lot of tarot readers aren't necessarily going to buy for themselves, but they would get a total kick out of it if they got it as a little stocking stuffer or a little gift from a friend. And they're generally more, you know, they're less expensive than, you know, a full-size deck, even though, you know, you still get all the cards. You know, it's not like a mini deck is like just part of the deck. And I even posted on our Facebook group just a little example of mini decks. I did a little mini deck reading for our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio, and which if you haven't joined, you should. And I used, in that deck, I used actually two mini Oracle decks, the little Angel Power cards, and also one of my favorite mini decks, which is sadly out of print and very hard to find, which is the Little Devil's cards. But there's plenty of all kinds of decks now that come in the mini version as well. And that's one thing. And then, of course, crystals. I did my show about on the Mystical Musings about gifting crystals. And crystals, of course, are going to make great little gifts for tarot readers as well. Or how about a new tarot spread cloth or a new tarot card bag? You know, there's all, or a box to keep little trinkets in, or if you know that, you know that something is really special to them, you might find a little, like a little figurine or something. Like if they have a power animal that they always talk about, like the wolf or something. Sometimes those people like to put, you know, representations of the things that are special to them. They like to put them on their tarot table or altar if they create altars. So there's lots of great ideas. And even, you know, one thing that I think is always a great gift is a really nice, sturdy new journal, because a lot of tarot readers like to journal their readings. They like to keep notes on their workings with the cards and stuff, you know, whether they're making a grimoire or whether they're making a recipe book. A journal is always a great gift idea too.
I love the artwork, and of course have a lot of the decks from Ciro Marchetti. And if go over to his, here's another gift idea. If you go over to his website, Ciro Marchetti, so it's CIROMARCH, like March, Eddie, ETTI, CiroMarchetti.com. And he's got fantastic tarot accessories, gorgeous, gorgeous spread cloths, boxes, and even clothing. You know, chiffon kimonos. I mean, you know, just ridiculous. I mean, it's great, fantastic artwork that, you know, anybody would love to get. Chiffon kimonos, of all things, he has on here.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And the spread cloths are just fantastic, you know, and they're very affordable. Great stuff over at CiroMarchetti.com. You got to go check that out. You know, I just had to give him a plug. And of course, I receive no kickback from this, folks. It's just because I love his artwork. Unfortunately, yes. But I just love his artwork. Yeah. Yeah. And
Ciro,
then,
if you're listening, send Dax a spread cloth, for goodness sakes.
I should get
Shout
something,
out to
right?
Ciro. Right.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's got some great decks. He has a new deck out that is just fantastic.
Is it out?
You know,
out yet? Is it going to be mass marketed yet? Do you know?
I don't know if it's mass marketed, but I know he's got the, what do they call it? The artist version available.
Right.
Which is
tends
to be a lot
great.
More expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one other thing I wanted to mention as far as in the gift area is, you know, a lot of tarot readers and psychics, you know, you have friends that are tarot readers, and, you know, what to gift a tarot reader? Well, if they're a professional reader, how about just gifting them a membership to the Tarot Guild? You could go over to the Tarot Guild website, tarotguild.org. And click join now, or just type in tarotguild.org/join. And the professional membership on there is very affordable, and we can make up gift certificates for you. You can gift a membership to the Tarot Guild, which also includes certification at the CTR level, the Certified Tarot Reader level. So they'll get a membership and their certification And I think that's a great gift for a professional tarot reader, somebody that's, you know, they've been a professional reader for a while maybe, but they don't have their certification. They don't have a membership in a professionals organization. You know, they're going to get their membership certificate, as well as they can go through the certification and get their certified tarot reader certificate as well. So that's another great gift idea. Tarotguild.org, folks.
Yeah, that's
okay.
An awesome idea.
Well, we're coming up on the end of the show, so let's try to squeeze in another call or two here. At least we'll get one call in. Let's see. Area code 801's been waiting the longest. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dax. This is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Charlotte joins us in the chat room a lot.
I do.
Yeah.
I love your shows. I was so sad that I missed yesterday, or day before yesterday.
Oh, that's what the archive's for.
I know. I listened to it, but I had questions.
Oh,
yeah,
questions.
I would have called in and asked, but I don't remember what they are now, and so I'm just going to go with
She'll be
what's
back.
Going on.
Yes, well,
go
you
ahead.
Know, our new host, Stephanie Mayo, she'll be back next Friday. You can call in again on Friday, but how can Mary and I help you?
Okay, so I don't even know if you guys can answer this question, but I am, like, on this journey for, like, the last almost 2 years now. I've been proving myself, and that's kind of when I found the woo, and but I bumped up against something, and I knew it was there, but now it's kind of an impediment to my forward progress, and that is that I have built up these giant walls around my heart. My heart, and you know, from you know, like I suppose everybody does, you know, from past hurts and whatever. But
yeah.
I need to clear that, and I am like, I literally feel like I'm in a dark room, fumbling around looking for the light switch on how to do that. And so, I guess my question is, am I going to find that light switch, and is it going to be soon? Does that make sense, or does that just sound cray cray?
It makes perfect sense.
Maybe to you, Mary, but I was going to ask you to rephrase because I'm a little lost here. I understand, you know, what you're asking about, you know, are you going to find the light switch, you know, but I'm not really getting, you know, what's the impediment and what is it exactly? I'm not getting it.
Just that my heart chakra is blocked by a fortress. And until I can clear that junk
mm-hmm.
out, I can't really move forward. And so trying to figure out how to clear that out, because I know it needs to be cleared, but the fumbling around looking for the light switch is, I guess, I'm asking, am I going to be able to figure out how to clear it out? And
uh-huh.
when am I going to clear it out? Is that help
yeah.
a little bit there, Dax?
That makes some more
sense. I mean,
sense
it's like
now.
I'm totally burying my soul on, like, the airwaves right now, but I don't
right.
care.
Yeah.
Right, there's nothing
well,
wrong with that.
I'm definitely getting yeses in the spread. It's all yes, not all yeses, but it's mostly yeses. So I'm going to say that it's a pretty strong yes. There's more to be done, okay? And the Fool card is showing up, you know, so there's that, you know, you got to take a leap of faith. The main focus card is the Three of Cups. And that makes a lot of sense to me because basically there's two ways of breaking up blocks. One way is you go in and use something, a technique, you know, like emotional freedom technique, NLP, hypnosis. You go in, you find the root cause, you do regression to cause, we call it. You find that and you deal with that. And you can go in and remove and then reprogram. The other way, which I think is better, is you you look at whatever it is that is the block, and then, okay, what is 180 degrees the opposite of that? And then go and do that. Okay? So the Three of Cups is talking about a celebration. Okay? So to break free, break the heart free, is to go do anything that is the opposite of holding one's heart in check. So going out and having a good time and nights out with the girls and letting your hair down and dancing and carousing and, you know, having, you know, the three of them are holding up their wine cups, you know, filled to the brim with wine, you know, and celebration and having joy in one's heart. So, you know, and it's a similar thing that I tell people that, you know, that are having blocks, you know, looking for love. It's like, okay, well, do the opposite. You know, what would the opposite be like? You know, be the love and exude the love that you want to attract in.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case with the heart is, you know, if the heart's blocked, you've got to go out and do things that gets the heart pumping and that, you know, is joyful and fun and just, you know, letting yourself go and go out to the, you know, to the parties and ride the roller coasters and, you know, get yourself into that joy space. That's what the Three of Cups is all about, is, you know, that joy space. Happiness,
well,
friendship, bonding, celebration, you know, finding others of like mind is another way of doing it, and hanging around people, you know. I mean, I know you're doing that with the radio shows and coming in the chat room and hanging out with us, but I mean physically where you are now, going on meetup.com, finding people with common interests that you can meet up with and things like that. And that's gonna break free the blocks.
So this is like, I love synchronicities, right? So for the last 3 days, I have an oracle deck by Megan Watterson called The Divine Feminine. Fabulous deck. In that deck, there was a Lolita, and literally that card is about, you know, going out, having fun. She's all about finding the joy in life. You know, basically, it's told me to go out and have fun. I've drawn that card for the last 3 days. I shuffle my deck, and then I cut it, and I pulled that card 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know it's
so,
not an
here,
accident,
and
it's a synchronicity.
And then here you are telling me, go have fun, but I didn't understand it, but now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, good job.
Yeah, it a lot of it has to do with where your focus is, because also in this spread, to the far left in the past, you know, is the Ten of Wands, which is overburdened, you know, and in the center, the focus card is the Three of Cups. So it's showing that what you want to do is not have your focus on the Ten of Wands, not have your focus on the overburden of it, the closed heart, you know, but in fact, do the opposite. Put your focus on celebration, joy of life, open heart.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. Let's
it
see
does.
What Mary's
it makes
getting.
Absolute sense.
Yeah. So, you know, the things that I would add to that are, you know, probably some strange things, really. And that is because I'm working with some weird decks today. But look, you know, so much focus on the heart chakra, right? And I feel like the pathway to opening the heart chakra is really coming through the throat and the third eye. So what I mean is like, okay, to open that heart, how do we do that? We've got to express. We've got to express. Mm-hmm. We've got to you know, give expression to what's going on in there. You know, what's going on in our third eye as well. What are the insights that you're gaining? You're meditating a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, it counts, matters. That is part, you know, you're working that third eye. You're also getting that sense of stillness, which brings grounding and being centered. And mm-hmm. look, you know, this idea of karma comes up too, and it's, you know, with the thought that, you know, karma means accepting responsibility for your own stuff, not mm-hmm. for anybody else's stuff. So don't get it mixed up. The things that have happened to you that, you know, other people may have been involved with or instigated, that may have been not positive experiences, don't take that with you. That's not your karma. Your karma is just you and yourself. Mm-hmm. The other thing that comes up, you know, I looked for a symbol that might be able to help us, and the symbol that came up was hummingbird. And the thing about the hummingbird is, you know, the big message with hummingbird is to, like, the sweetness of life, the joy in life, mm-hmm. you know, understand, you know, how it is that we can have stillness in the middle of flight. So while you're on this journey of change, and, you know, it's like leave the strife of it, you know, it doesn't, we can look at our heart sometimes and say, like, okay, you know, but now I've got this little perimeter now because of what I've experienced, and then beyond that there's a little bit of a fence and there's kind of a wall, and then I built this inside of a, you know, the middle of a mountain range so nobody could get to me. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like it's the hummingbird's like, just, you know, it can fly backwards, it can go up and down, it can go anywhere. So mm-hmm. you, instead of unlocking the heart chakra, it's like letting yourself fly above it and saying, like, okay, I know I made it really safe because of all that stuff I went through, but I need to get out of here. I need to, like, experience the joy. I need to have the freedom. And mm-hmm. and at the same time, within that freedom, I need to know that I can be still in the midst of that. I can be centered. It's not a frenzied flight. You know, the hummingbird, a lot of times they look kind of frenzied, and they can freak you out because they move so quickly, and it's like, what are they doing? You know, it's like, mm-hmm. but, you know, they're completely calm, you mm-hmm. know. So like, think of that as like a symbol of, like, I can go out there. I can move beyond. I can continue on my journey, and I don't have to be freaked out about it. You know, I want to mm-hmm. take down some of the walls that are built up around my heart. And, you know, that's going to happen. Some of them are going to erode naturally, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what comes up in the cards.
Well, I think both are spot on and perfect. And things that I'm going to incorporate into my journey, because
awesome.
I'm tired of, you know, I mean, you do get tired of the same old,
sure.
same old, right? And
absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, thank
okay.
you, guys.
Thanks, Charlotte.
All
Thanks
right.
for calling in.
Yeah.
Awesome. Another great call there. And that brings us to the end of the show. Hey, I want to remind everybody
wow.
to join us tomorrow for the Power of Forgiveness. And Mary and I will be back next week, right, Mary? Coming out of the
yes.
psychic closet for 2019. And
woo-hoo.
There's still a lot of people in the psychic closet, even professional readers.
Yes. Yes, there are. But we're going to talk about that. And, you know, look, it's okay. Whatever it is, wherever you're at on that journey, it's okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks to all the listeners and all the callers, and thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Dax. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dad. Bye, everybody.